else, you know.
Yes.
Now his wife says these are legitimate money. Is it humanly possible? Right?
Yes.
So, see the retribution. This is the fellow who was instrumental in trying to label me as a spy of LTT. And he's the fellow who printed posters against me.
Yes.
Who tried to kill me, my innocent two children and my wife, you know?
Yes.
So today he is paying the price, you know?
That's true. And
there's an NIP report.
Yes.
They are trying to, these arm dealers,
yes,
they have set aside 15 million rupees
mm-hmm.
to destroy me.
Uh-huh.
Right? And today, maybe Minister G.L.P. is on Minister Gilindabarhud.
Yes.
All these people are talking, in a position to talk about the peace.
Yes.
And nobody was scared to open the mouth about the LTT,
yes,
about the negotiated peaceful settlement.
Yes.
For last 7 years,
you have
I fought alone.
Yes.
I fought alone, my dear.
You have been doing it.
Right?
We know.
And I was with the people. I was with the suffering people.
Yes.
Right? I wonder whether I left a message, the Japanese people, Japanese government.
Yes.
And even they contacted me and they gave me 100 DLCRs.
Yes.
So I told him that I want to give it to the disabled of your organization.
Yes.
The Japanese ambassador came to my the ministry.
Yes.
So in fact they told me for me to personally meet your political leader and hand it over.
Mm-hmm.
So this the DLCRs are lying at my ministry.
Definitely, I will explore this possibility with our political leader. See, that's why I took it this opportunity, doctor.
He mm-hmm.
said, with regards to you,
yeah,
personally, because of your cooperation with our various leaders, among the administrative setup and the political wing. So he highly appreciates your whole efforts.
Yeah,
working to the Tamil people as well as the cooperation you are giving to our cadres.
You know that on the 6th of September, I am starting the cellular telephone service also for Jaffna.
Uh-huh.
And even this bus service.
Yes.
That is my proposal. The north and east to privatize.
Ah, that's very good. Yes.
That is also my this thing.
So easy access for the civilians.
Yes.
And doctor, actually one thing I like to inform to you about this the Kanavati in the Point Pitur, the one office you are going to open it. And the problem is that the people are a little bit afraid or they're confused.
Yeah.
The way the invitation is given to other people, that the Douglas Devananda also was invited.
Yeah, when they came and told me, I as a minister, I don't know whether you are aware, all these DCB funds, District Development Board funds.
Yes, yes.
I was allocated for the best interest of the people.
Mm-hmm.
That is why even Minister Maheswaran is very angry with me,
Yes.
Because I have no political or business interest in Jaffna.
Yes.
Only my interest is with the people only.
That's a very clear message, doctor.
Yeah, but I must tell you, last few days,
yes,
I was little hurt.
Why, doctor?
Mr. Puvannan.
Yes.
And Mr. Tamashian, Mr. Emil.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they were introduced to me by the GA Jaffna. Sorry, GA Vaunia.
Yes.
And when they came for the first time in Colombo,
yes,
you can ask from them, I give all protection.
Yes.
And I give all assistance.
Yes.
In fact, I send my own personal bodyguards
mm-hmm.
and my vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I did not pay their hotel bills,
mm-hmm.
even that I got some of my trusted people to look after them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I did everything.
Yes.
And whatever the thing they want, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But without my knowledge,
yes,
somebody
mm-hmm.
has spoiled their mind and they have gone and met Mr. Ravi Karunanayake and some of the ministers. And you know, this actually Mr. Ravi Karunanayake, he had a problem with Mr. Ravi Karunanayake. I must tell you, I must be very honest with you.
Uh-huh.
You know, they imported some bad rice from the Pakistan.
Yes.
Some 40,000 metric tons.
Yes, yes.
Now there is a complaint against him at the bribery commission by Anurag Bandaranaike.
Yes, the president also took this issue.
Yes. You see, and he was asking me to send this rice to the Jaffna Pier refugees.
Mm-hmm.
I said I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I must follow the tender procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And and everything has to be transparent.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried to pressurize me. But I said in that case that he must get the ruling instructions from the Prime Minister that I will, if the Prime Minister okay, tells me to buy, send it, I will send it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Prime Minister stood with me.
Mm-hmm.
So he got very angry. He got very angry with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I cannot afford, my brother, I have worked for innocent the Tamil refugees.
Yes, yes.
Money is not everything for me.
Yes.
Even tomorrow I can go to any part of the world. You know, I am a surgeon, I'm a specialist.
Yes.
I can go to America, I can go to Germany, I can go to Canada, I can go anywhere.
Anywhere, yes.
I can live like a king.
Yes, and you have the FICS, USA,
MD, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so over that issue he got very angry with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now these people have gone and met him.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean they are free to meet anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, but you know, they should have the courtesy
mm-hmm.
of at least call informing me. Right?
Yes.
Right? And you know, and so I was very hurt
mm-hmm.
because, you know, now both of us, when we have a trust each another,
mm-hmm.
and if you try to do anything behind me,
mm-hmm.
that is not the gentleman way.
Oh yes, I understand. But really, Doctor, we also little bit confused.
Yeah.
Because the Douglas Devananda, you know, the people say Jaffna people almost hate him.
Yeah, you know, actually, my brother.
Yes.
Since you spoke to me.
Yes.
You can inform Mr. Tamachello that I'm not going to go.
That's very good news, really, Doctor.
So no problem. No, you know, I am a man with sense, my dear.
Yes.
And I, you know, this I know that the type of work what these Dr. Devananda and they have been, they have spent millions of rupees.
Yes.
The millions of rupees they have cheated.
And yes. And they,
you
are,
know, I am
with the president.
Yes. You know, my problem is at the moment, you will understand me and my Prime Minister, Honorable Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are trying to balance the parliament.
Yes.
We are trying to get you all the interim administration.
Yes.
We even one seat in the parliament is important for us.
Yes, yes.
We are just making use of Douglas Devananda's three votes.
Yes.
In the parliament.
We understand that, but
right?
Really.
And you must tell Mr. Puvanan and them, you know, even to Mr. Ilamparathi,
mm-hmm.
we are not that, they may think that I am trying to work with him. With Douglas Devananda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, as much as you respect your leader,
yes.
I respect my leader.
Yes.
And I want his stability.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's stable only, we can find a solution to this problem.
Yes.
And if our government collapses tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
the entire peace process will go for a fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this government has to be protected.
Yes.
You know,
that's one issue that perspective really we understand.
Yes.
And
so
please, if you show yourself in
yeah.
this meeting, definitely will actually give the wrong picture to the people there.
Yeah, you know, actually now Mr. Puvanan,
yes.
he even told me, mm-hmm. actually he cannot talk to me directly.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to me with the help of Mr. Emil,
mm-hmm.
who is a translator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time that, you know, the meeting with Mr. Tamachello will be taking place tomorrow, this week, that week. Now actually, day after yesterday, I told Mr. Emil,
yes.
I told him very sincerely,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to see Mr. Tamachello,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
But please don't give me false hopes.
Yes.
Don't tell me something which is not going to take place.
That's true.
If for any valid reason, if Mr. Tamachello doesn't want to see me, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I will lose my relationship with them.
No, because that's why we both, Mr. Sudha, the political messaging officer, and
yeah.
I also met you when you...
Yeah, I know. You know, actually, recently also I came,
mm-hmm.
and I met Dayamaster. In fact, today morning also I spoke with Dayamaster.
Uh-huh.
You know, now I have got nearly 6.3 million euro,
mm-hmm.
6.3 equivalent to dollars.
Yes.
right?
Yes.
For the Northeast rehabilitation from the European Union.
Yes.
And you know, on the 19th of September,
yes,
I'll be going to Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm going to meet the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights,
mm-hmm,
UN High Commissioner for Refugees,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to give a lot of funding.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mulathiu, the Kilnochen Pudukuruppu Hospital,
mm-hmm,
I'm sending medical equipment worth of $1.5 million US dollars.
Oh, it's great.
Right. And then I have negotiated with the Tamil Nadu government,
mm-hmm,
to get medical doctors,
mm-hmm,
nurses,
mm-hmm,
and paramedics. Even for temporarily,
mm-hmm,
we'll be training our people.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, my brother,
yes,
it is very important, not for political reasons,
yes,
to discuss these matters. It's high time for me to meet Mr. Jagdish Chelva,
mm-hmm,
and to, you know, to give him all these concrete. This has nothing to do with political agenda.
Yes.
Nothing to do with political the dialogue.
No, only for the humanitarian aspects.
Humanitarian aspects.
I really understand, and definitely I will pass that message for you.
Right.
And I will. May I pass that message that you are not going to attend this meeting?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
Because of you.
Thank you very much. Really, I never forgot that.
Yeah.
Don't misunderstand me for this treatment. Because
no.
Everything has been arranged by SLMM, I kept quiet.
No. Here after you should not do that, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is SLMM or whether it is Honorable Prabhakaran or whether it is Honorable Ronald Vikramasinghe, you and me, we are brothers.
Yes.
You must tell me. You know, I feel very bad, you know, because it's my duty to look after you.
Oh, that's very great, doctor.
Huh? And I don't care these papers. Don't worry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have been already branded as a spy. You know, there's nothing more for me to get regarded.
Yes.
I'm not this thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, how are you now?
I am feeling better, doctor, because of the the infection. They found in the kidney and the blood.
Right.
And they are giving the medication to me.
Right. But your kidney functions are all right?
Yes, functions are all right. There's no actually big problem at all. There's no formation of calcium or anything.
Uh-huh.
Things are clean.
Your blood urea is under control?
Yes, under control.
Then the creatinine is also all right?
Yes, all right.
Yeah, you know the Apollo Hospital, the professor of medicine, Dr. Chandilya,
yes,
he's here.
Mm.
Even if you fax me your medical report,
yes,
I'll get the opinion,
mm,
second opinion, and even I can fax you back their observations even.
Unfortunately, I haven't read the report now, doctor, but I will try.
Yeah. Because last week when I came, actually that day was my birthday, 16th of August. I came in, you asked from Mr. Daya Master.
Yes.
Yeah, I came for you. I came in search of you.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I after you left Colombo only, I came to know that you have come to Colombo. Then you were not well, you know.
Yes.
So, I came to Madhu.
Yes.
From Madhu, I came to Kilnochi purely to see you.
Uh-huh.
On the 16th, you know.
Oh.
I came to your office. Then they said that you are resting.
Yes,
really. Then I said not to disturb you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that at least tell you,
mm-hmm,
that I have come, you know.
Yes.
And please tell Mr. Puvanan and Mr. Emil, I am a man with one policy and one mission, you know.
Yes.
I don't do anything underhand.
Mm.
Because I don't want them also to be misled, you know.
Yes.
Now they can have hundreds of friends,
mm,
but they cannot afford to have genuine friends, you know.
That's
there's a big difference between the friends and genuine friends.
Definitely.
Right? There are opportunists, you know,
yes,
who are trying to pretend now,
mm-hmm,
as sympathizers, you know.
Yes.
There are even within the UMP also there are some communal minded people. So these people have to be extremely careful because, you know, they have come to Colombo.
Mm-hmm.
They are innocent sometime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what these people are planning for them.
Yes, that's true.
They have to be extremely careful, you know.
Yes.
So I open my mind to Mr. Emil. I told him, look,
mm,
don't try to do this type of thing, you know, don't try to be too smart. You know, the day that you burn your finger,
yes,
you burn the reputation of the organization.
Yes.
You see? And we have to be extremely careful, you know.
Yes.
This is the time, you know, we have to be very, very careful.
That's true, doctor.
Yeah.
And actually, Doctor, best regards to your wife and your family. Doctor.
Thank you, thank you. In fact, you know, this, if you can, I'll be very thankful to you if you can pass off this message and tell Mr. Tanajilo, because you know, the Japanese ambassador,
yes,
they are coming out with a very big assistance.
Yes.
Now, next year, they are bringing 800 beer jars.
Mm.
They are coming out a very big funding for your disabled fighters,
yes,
and then the young widows.
Mm.
And open.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't want you all to lose this opportunity.
No, really, I will pass this message.
Yeah, it's 100 BJs. You know, I will not come and discuss any political matters. I know that you all have to go through the Norwegian government. That is perfectly all right.
Yes.
But anyway, this humanitarian work,
yes,
I think is also very important. Because I think Mr. Tamanchalam has taken up the issue,
yes,
of this high number of cases of tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
And malaria with Mr. Bernard Gunatilaka.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that also has been passed up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bernard Gunatilaka is just an official, you know.
Yes.
We as ministers will tell now. Now, tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
actually Monday,
mm-hmm,
I am sending Dr. Belika Swatta.
Mm-hmm.
He is a consultant at the Ministry of Health,
mm-hmm,
with other couple of doctors,
mm-hmm,
to Molutiv and Kilvarchi to report back to me,
uh-huh,
about the health need.
Uh-huh.
And
they are coming on
Monday. Yeah. And I want them to tell me the number of doctors they need each and every hospital, Molattiyu, Mallavi, Pudukkuruppu, and all these places, number of nurses they need, medical equipment, and the paramedics, you know?
Yes.
Even for you in interim administration, you know, if you get all these things worked out, it will be very easy, you know, you can win over the hearts of the people.
Yes.
So if you can tell Mr. Tamanchalam that I am very, very keen,
mm-hmm,
to meet him as early as possible.
Yes.
And probably even before the 19th, because I will be leaving to Geneva on the 19th.
So,
because the Prime Minister will be leaving to United States.
Mm-hmm.
I will be leaving to the Geneva,
mm-hmm,
and to London. And actually, the International Irish University of European Union,
mm-hmm,
has honored me a professorship.
Oh.
For my... Thank you. For my humanitarian work.
It's excellent, really. We are. Actually, I am very, very proud and happy about you, Doctor.
Thank you, thank you. And so I will be going to first London.
Mm.
From London, I will be going to Switzerland.
Mm.
So I'll be out of the country from the 19th to 30th.
Mm.
So before that, I would like to meet Mr. Tamanchalam.
Mm.
Because then I can continue with this Japanese age, you know.
Yes.
So if there's anything that I could do for you, I am there, my dear.
Thank you very much. It's very excellent news. Definitely, I will pass that message to Mr. Tamanchalam about your best wishes for your trip to foreign countries.
Thank you, my dear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.